can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Octung, America. It's a dark and stormy night across the country. Berlin calling. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the barbarian. The blood of your warrior ancestors flows through your veins. So you've already heard the rest. Now you can hear from the best. It is time for the German to speak to the nation. Now, this week, we again witnessed the crime in Iowa of Molly Tibbetts, whose body, after an intensive search, was found dead and murdered by an illegal alien named Christian Bejarra Rivera, who is now charged with first-degree murder of this terrible crime. The undocumented immigrant alien has been charged in the politicization. This horrendous crime started a long time ago when we allowed our country to be invaded by the Third World. Tell that to Kate Steinle, who was also killed in San Francisco. Molly went missing July 18th and was found on Tuesday. The Mexican national has confessed to kidnapping college student Molly Tibbetts, and he will be prosecuted. This leads up to what I've been talking about for months and years now, that immigration and the lack of controlled immigration is still the number one issue in America. If we fail to protect our borders and people, we will no longer be a nation at all. You mark my words. Now, Vice President Pence is talking about the Space Force this week, and it goes like this.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force. And that's what brings us here today. 7 weeks ago, President Trump directed the Department of Defense to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. The President made it clear that our ultimate objective is to create a new branch of our military that's separate from and equal to five other branches. Today, the Department of Defense will release a report outlining the first stages of our administration's plan to implement the President's guidance and turn his vision into a reality. Today's report calls for the creation of a new unified combatant command for space, the United States Space Command. This new command structure for the physical domain of space, led by a four-star flag officer, will establish unified command and control for our Space Force operations, ensure integration across the military, and develop the space warfighting doctrine, tactics, techniques, and procedures of the future. The second step this report calls for is the creation of an elite group of joint warfighters specializing in the domain of space, who will form the backbone of the nation's newest armed service, Space Operations Force. Just like our Special Operations Forces, a Space Operations Force will draw men and women from across the military and will grow into their own unique and cohesive community. They'll support the combatant commands by providing space expertise in times of crisis. Third, this report calls for the creation of a new joint organization, the Space Development Agency, to ensure the men and women of the Space Force have the cutting-edge warfighting capabilities that they need and deserve. While our adversaries have been busy weaponizing space, too often we have bureaucratized it. And over time, our ability to adapt to new and emerging threats has been stifled by needless layers of red tape. The Space Development Agency will break free from ineffective and duplicative bureaucratic structures to focus on innovation, experimentation, and forging the technologies of the future. Men and women of the Department of Defense have pioneered some of the most groundbreaking discoveries in our armed forces that literally have revolutionized our national defense in times of need. From General Schriever's creation of the intercontinental ballistic missile to Admiral Rickover's development of the Navy's nuclear enterprise. Now, we must do our part to make bold breakthroughs, strengthen America's industrial base, and deliver the cutting-edge warfighting capabilities faster than our adversaries could ever imagine. And that's exactly what Americans will do.
Now, that was your Vice President Pence talking about the Space Force. And getting back to immigration for a moment. So, America, tell me the truth. How does it feel to be attacked yet again? How does it feel to constantly be invaded by the Third World and mongrel Bolshevik hordes? Sure, there are some good people coming to the country. That's great. But we still have far too many people coming into our country illegally and legally. We need to stop the immigration flow completely until we get a strong handle on who is in the country and who is on the run inside the country. Everyone must be accounted for. We simply cannot absorb the world's people or their refuse and call it a country anymore. We cannot be the life preserver or the sanctuary country or city for the world. There is nothing written in stone or any express right given that gives the right of a third world or second world person the express right to come to our country. And all the illegals should be immediately rounded up inside the country. We have no clue who these people are, where they came from. That also goes for all the people who have overstayed their visas. I'm calling all my Germanic wolves to be on guard tonight and ever vigilant. We are ready to start the show with the sounds of the Wehrmacht in World War II. So call me, America. Call the show.
on We Hunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von We Hunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von We Hunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von We Hunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von We Hunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
It's summertime in Arizona, and the deals are easy at Camelback Toyota. Our service department has a summer special just for you. Our air conditioning performance test. All summer long, $49.95, a $30 savings, which includes a test system for proper cooling performance. We inspect hoses and connections for leaks, inspect all belts and adjust if necessary, and we clean those condenser tins. $49.95 all summer long. We're Camelback Toyota, just around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback. Tell them Shoeshine Mike sent you, and enjoy your day.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Profit by Design creates specialized and custom solutions to help grow all businesses while developing increased profitability. Profit by Design offers free technical assessments to build a functional path to the future. It's the premier resource providing business solutions from idea to implementation for all business organizations. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, helping people do just that. And now, guess what? I'm bringing radio and TV together along with Facebook Live with my new show, Networking Arizona, on the new AZTV Channel 7, starting this summer, Saturdays from 11 to noon. If you have a business and want to reach people, call me and book your spot. I've made it unbelievably affordable. Call 602-228-4629 or visit me at networkingarizonatv.com. And don't forget to tune into my radio show every Tuesday and Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. 602-228-4629 or visit me at networkingarizonatv.com. Networking, it makes a difference.
And now, we return to the Von We Hunt Show, featuring Von We Hunt, the Barbarian.
We thank you for being here. KFNX, the greatest station in the galaxy. We also want to thank our proud sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. 2535 East Bell Road. Drive down there. Trade in your scrap gold and coin collections for top dollar. That's the Arizona Gold Exchange. And on our line tonight, we have our special VIP guest named Mike Daugherty. You know, he's a big tech analyst. Mike Daugherty is a director at the National Cybersecurity Society and a board member at NetShield Corporation. You are the global leader in affordable breach prevention. He is author of a great book that you should buy called The Devil Inside the Beltway. It's the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity. Mr. Daugherty, are you there tonight?
Here. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Now, you are an expert author, and you know a lot about cybersecurity and how it ties into our national events. And where would you like to start off tonight, sir?
Well, I mean, you know, it's also interrelated. The biggest thing with what I think is directly impacting the political scene today is that cyber has cracked the secret diaries of the establishment and political class. They didn't understand that everything they put out there would leave fingerprints. And so the game of politics in the 20th century fails in the 21st century. It's a lot tougher to lie. And in the establishment class, lying is not only normal, it's mandatory and expected. So all these games that used to work are failing. Hence, you saw the Manafort jury yesterday say,
yes,
he was guilty, but make no mistake, we think it's a witch hunt by Mueller, and he did do these things, so yes, but let's, you know, observing the fact that it should be, well, she didn't use these words, but these are my words. It should be liberty and justice for all, and it's not liberty and justice for all. It's liberty and justice for whoever they want to give it to, and if you're on their team and you slip up, it's a protection racket.
Very true, absolutely. What's your, the Mueller, his entire investigation, his office is corrupt in my book. He's on a witch hunt against Trump and his inner circle. And how secure do you think, Trump's inner circle is in all of their communications and all of their hard drives? And do you think enough safeguards have been meshed out and vetted for our federal government?
Well, the problem with the entire federal government isn't safe as far as that goes, because we have a culture that we've allowed to ferment over a century in Washington of absolutely no accountability. When you have no accountability, you don't get rid of dead wood. You don't get rid of people that can't keep up. You live in a seniority system, and there's nothing like a disease in medicine or a cybersecurity disease just to wipe that out, because that tsunami doesn't care who it takes out. And so we are much more defenseless. And then we also are learning, what Mueller's doing, which is backfiring on him, is he's exposing the American public to the fact that the intelligence community thinks they run the country.
Right.
And that there's all a big squeeze. And the way to get your way is to squeeze some people. So Manafort's going to prison, and Cohen might for less. And, if the American public does reelect Donald Trump, I think Manafort will get a pardon. And I think a lot of people will understand it. I don't think they will this week, but I think, but Trump, Trump's not a manager, he's an entrepreneur.
Right.
And entrepreneurs are terrible managers. And entrepreneurs do a lousy job hiring people around them. And so and he's fitting it to the T. He's like an entrepreneur on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Then throw him into Washington, D.C., where there's slim pickings, which is why he had such turnover in the beginning. I mean, putting Osama, whatever her name is.
Yes.
I mean, crazy woman in there. I mean, this is just,
you
get all that cleaned up. But the American people stick with him because he's the only guy they believe will knock that place on its can. And it needs to be knocked. And few people have no obligations to everyone else at that point in their life with that type of money and that type of caring about the country to go and do it. I mean, he's just, I say he is the Garth Brooks guy that shows up in boots and ruins everyone's black tie affair. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
We need Trump for 20 years. You're right, Mike. And I've told people time and time again that I do fear for the country when he's gone. There is no one, and I mean no one, to replace him. God forbid we have those rhino Republicans get up there. The militant Marxist left, they seek a hostile takeover of the country and our government. They're protesting in all of our American cities. They're tearing down statues of our past. And we have a lot of things that are going on right now. And the undercurrent of the country hopefully will not explode. But I think Trump's keeping a good lid on things. And your book is called The Devil Inside the Beltway. Now, where can folks get your book?
Well, the best place is Amazon because it's an ebook, audiobook, hardcover, and softcover over to Amazon.com on the website. It's the same name. And it's about how I went. It's written like a novel, but it's a true story about how I founded a cancer detection center. I worked in medicine for almost 30 years as a healthcare entrepreneur. And one day my company got hacked, and the hacker was acting like he was a good guy, saying he found our files in cyberspace, but actually came in and stole them, and he was working with the government. And the reason he was working with the government is so clueless about technology, they didn't realize they were working with a crook, and they came after me. And how they do it is really terrifying. It's the playbook's the same all over the place. They've got unbelievable power. They wear you down. They look you dead in the eye and go, you're dead. It's just a matter of how do you want to die. Do you want to be put in jail now? You want to be broken financially? You want your reputation ruined? What do you want? But you're never going to get to a judge for a long time, and to get one's going to cost you a million. So most people roll and do what they want and pull a Cohen. You know, that's how agencies go after companies, and they just write the check and they're out of jail free.
No doubt. Well, this is the infamous episode 130 of the legendary Von Wehunt Show, and this is the Michael Cohen Meltdown Show special tonight, since you mentioned his name. He's gutless. He basically said he was guilty to a crime that doesn't even exist. It's unbelievable what he did. He has no spine. And to turn your back on the guy that can give you a full presidential pardon is pretty stupid from that attorney's point of view, I would think. Your thoughts, especially, sir?
Since they just go in and flip the office upside down of a lawyer.
Right.
I mean, what is it with these gutless people? The same thing with this guy at the National Enquirer just walking away from a First Amendment. I mean, these people, not only are they selling themselves down the river, they're selling America down the river. I mean, where is it the Justice Department gets to go in and just so easily crack an attorney-client privilege? I mean, that's right. So broad and apologize later. And they'll apologize later because Cohen won't do anything about it. And that's a terrifying message to everybody else if it happens to you. And the same thing with this First Amendment stuff. It's crazy. And, but laws are only good if they're enforced.
That's right.
And if no one fights it and goes to court, they can get whatever they ever want, and they know this. They do it every day. Most of us never do it once in a lifetime.
I know there are rogue elements of our government that are drunk with power. We saw that with Peter Strzok and with Comey, and we still have rogue offices out there that need to be purged, in my view, of all those rogue agents. They need to be taken out. They need to be fired, sacked, and we need new blood to get into our federal government desperately. We can't have these hacks for 20, 30, 40 years up there. Your final thoughts to America, Michael?
It's a violation of trust, and we have to get away. When you get a position of lifetime appointment or that much power in the judicial system or the intelligence system, you can't violate the trust. And when you violate the trust, you violate the country, because we don't want you to have all our data if you're going to act like this and use it against us. So it's the integrity that has to be fixed.
That's right. Michael, thank you so much for calling the Von Wehunt Show. We appreciate you. Folks, he's a big tech analyst. His book is The Devil Inside the Beltway. And I shall be back.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hurricane Lane has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm. As it moves closer to Hawaii, Governor David Ige is warning everyone to stay alert and seek shelter.
We want everyone to continue to be prepared and respond. Stay in contact with friends and families. Shelter in place as the first option. If you feel that you're not in a safe place, then seek shelter in one of the many emergency shelters that have been open.
That storm still packing winds approaching 75 miles per hour. Well, a juror in Paul Manafort's financial fraud trial says a loan holdout prevented the jury from convicting him on 10 of the 18 charges against him. Now some are wondering about the possibility he could be pardoned. Correspondent Caitlin Collins.
Sarah Sanders telling reporters there had been no discussions of a potential pardon for the former campaign chair. The Washington Post is now reporting that weeks ago, the president went to his legal team and talked about the prospect of pardoning Paul Manafort.
Dow futures up 37. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Winterbug Weather Center, there's a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight. Later departing cloudy, low 81. There's a slight chance for shower and storm activity Friday. We'll have a mostly sunny day with a high 102. Saturday, again, there's a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. Later mostly sunny with a high 102. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Winterbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 87 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
As I've been watching the growth of the passive investors, there has become a core group that are almost like professional passive investors. They've got a system down that's just unbelievable. And I'm talking about a system that does massive diversification to protect their long-term wealth, to protect their life savings, to where they're diversifying across multiple lead investors.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. mypassiveincomesystem.com.
The Food and Drug Administration's Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
We are a world at war. Now, China has reportedly been in space, and they have said that they will attack America by space. Been telling you for years now that China is America's enemy, not Russia, though they all have nukes, but China is the main threat. And for all we really know, here Robert Mueller may be planning on raiding and attacking the KFNX radio station. Well, if he does, we are prepared for such an attack, as Mueller is out of control all over America, as he will try and take down as many Trump loyalists as he can. If he attacks the KFNX station, we will fire back, fired upon by his federal jackbooted leftist goon squad. Rest assured, America, And I am not kidding. My command bunker has advised me. We've got Glenn from his North Valley compound. I've got many callers tonight. Please hold. I'll get to all of you in due time. Glenn, are you there tonight?
I am here. I have set aside my bunker reinforcements for your program, as usual.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. Are you ready for the Chinese attack or the attack by Herr Robert Mueller?
May I take a second to count our blessings?
Yes.
Your radio station, 1100, and that author you had on has been blessed with a wonderful brain.
Yes, very smart individual. That's Mike Daugherty, and he's got that book, folks, The Devil Inside the Beltway.
Is that rhetorical for many devils or a particular one?
I think it's a many-headed devilish hydra myself. Both parties are serpents. That's why I'm a nationalist. Both parties have sold out the American people. Rhinos don't do anything for you. And I know that there's many people that like to say they're conservative and they like to say they're pious and they have their principles. Here's the deal, Glenn. The left wing, they don't give a damn about your principles. They don't care about your principles. They seek war with you. And the rhinos just sit there and take it, you know?
That's why I find the rhinos more egregious, because they pretend to care, and they pretend to be on our side. They pretend to stand for our principles, but deep down, they betray us with their lies.
Yes, they do, and I've told folks for many, many months now, we did not elect a choir boy or an altar boy. This is not the time for a clean-cut little kid that's got no cojones and no spine. America's in deep trouble. That's why the people wanted Trump. We want a street fighter. We want a guy who's brash and bold, a little rough around the edges. We've had enough of these milquetoast Republicans and these Marxist Democrats leading us down the wrong roads, and we are just plain sick of it, you know?
Vaughn, I can stand by my principles and still support this man.
Yes, you can, but just understand that the leftists, they don't care about your principles, America. You can stand right by them, and you can cherish them, and by all means, do that, and cling to them. But just understand the mentality of your enemy. Your enemy is the Marxist left. They have no principles, right? We can all agree on that. And they have no scruples. And that's why at these Trump rallies, they go for the sucker punch. They'll hit you behind your back. They'll stab America in the back. They'll let America burn just so they can get Trump out of office, you know?
They are a force to be reckoned with. Now, if I can get on the China and the space wars thing.
Yes.
I was a little surprised by that, and I consider myself rather informed. Do you believe it's possible, and I certainly do, did O already know about that threat and ignored it? I mean, by O, you know who.
Absolutely. Obama totally ignored it. Now, I'll tell you something that I really think. It's called preconditioning. I believe we've had a space force in space for 10, 20 years already, to be honest with you.
Oh, that we have.
We have. America already has a space
force.
We're
not caught afoot.
Right. Well, this is the official rollout of a military branch that I have sources and things that I've researched for years, and I believe we've already been to Mars, and we've already been to the moon several times.
I've heard that, and I've laughed and scoffed and resisted.
It's real.
But, I mean,
I believe it's real. I have enough. I've seen enough. I've talked to enough people where I believe we already have a space force.
I've had people laugh at me when I brought it up. What I've learned,
right.
And it's on radio. I've heard these.
Well,
these
the government often does is they will say, Glenn. They'll say we're going to roll out the stealth bomber. Okay, my dad worked on that back in the 80s and 90s, that was a big top secret program. But he worked on that. And then about 10, 15 years before they do the official rollout, they already had the stealth bomber. They already had the stealth fighter.
You mean they're not being truthful to us?
Well, I'm saying they're being truthful, but there's an official rollout, and there are black projects in our federal right. government that are always in there, you know?
And right, and we can't give away our hands.
Right.
I understand that.
There's a reason for it. Glenn, what are your final thoughts to America tonight, sir?
Well, again, Donald Trump was elected to go break things that are so screwed up in Washington and with our representatives that then the people can look past his faults. They knew they weren't hiring a perfect man, and they're not expecting a perfect man, morals and principle wise, and they're not gonna lose their support for him. He won't lose our support.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I just want to reiterate to people that we did not elect an altar boy, so don't expect him to be squeaky clean financially or morally. Personally, he's my kind of guy because nobody is squeaky clean anyway. If you dig deep enough, there are skeletons in everyone's closet. If
they are honest, right. We're humans, aren't we?
If you're honest with yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror, nobody is perfect. If you think you're perfect, you're wrong. We are an imperfect race, and Trump is the man of the hour, and he's exactly what the country needs right now. Again, we don't need any more weak, spineless, jellyfish politicians, male or female. We don't need any more rhinos. We don't need any more communists like Obama. We need a strong leader. And personally, other leaders of the world respect Trump because they get him. They understand him. He's not the typical American president, which is what we don't want, and that's why he was elected. Glenn, thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. Call the show anytime. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on, and we'll carry him over into our last segment. Paul, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through. Paul the Gladiator, he's still on the line there. We'll get him here in our Enigma code machine. Paul, call back if you can. We might have lost him there. Folks, we'll move on here really quickly. We're trying to get Paul back. You know, we have some secret audio that came in from the Manafort and the Cohen trials, and, well, it goes like this.
Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object! And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor, you had Marcus inside a bony transporter!
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. Isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on The Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible-thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
Staff Sergeant Alex.
Staff Keeley. Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
President Trump and Von Wehunt, street fighters for America you can trust and count on. You can take that to the bank. Now, if you're on Bell Road, what better bank is there in this perilous economy than the Arizona Gold Exchange? Daniel and his family-run business will assist you if you're on Bell Road. If you're east of Cave Creek, going towards Scottsdale on the south side of the road, you'll see a big guns and pawn sign. Pull in there. Sell your coin collection, your scrap gold. Ladies, your scrap jewelry. Get some cold, hard cash for the summer to cool you off. Or go to ArizonaGoldExchange.com. Give them a call tomorrow, 602-493-7777. It's like a slot machine. Take that to the bank. Gold and silver, real money. Not that fiat currency, you know what I mean?
I'm
That's right. We're back here at the Von Wehunt Show. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on. He's been holding for a while, calling from somewhere in Phoenix. Paul, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing well, man.
Great.
Been listening astutely and have some comments about your caller earlier.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Thank you.
He really does understand cybersecurity, and he is definitely in tune with our president. If
yes.
anybody had been listening today, there was a conference meeting on TV with Donald Trump sitting with four senators, a congressman, and leaders of some senatorial committees talking about the same subject matter, China, their yes. cybersecurity against us, as well as all of our trade with China as well, how they're stealing our secrets online,
mm-hmm.
Taking all of our technology and reproducing it. So to have your caller on tonight was very appropriate timing.
Thank you.
I also loved the way Donald Trump's staff now forces the media directly out once the senators and congressmen and other speakers and Donald Trump are done. They get them all out of the room rapidly. They're really
yes.
understanding now.
Get them out of there.
Get them out. Those liberal, you know, reporters just want to screw up all the good talk that just happened.
Yes.
And, you know, as your other caller, Glenn, was saying, you're right. We have not elected a choir boy. He is an excellent negotiator to the point where him and Marco Rubio, who was also in that conference today, they've become very close friends. He's negotiated the peace. And I would look for Marco Rubio in the next Trump administration to have a bigger role as he's really climbed on board the Trump train. And now understands that everybody does pay attention to what Donald Trump says, because he's already met with all these leaders opening businesses in these countries, and they're all coming to him saying, okay, we understand now that you're putting America first, you're putting America back on track, and all these countries are falling in line. China will eventually as well,
mm-hmm.
obviously. That's why they're so upset. That's why the liberals are upset. Because he's getting so much accomplished.
That's right. They are very deeply afraid of Trump being mega successful. And that strikes fear in every Democrat Marxist heart from coast to coast.
Right. I mean, you know, you don't become a billionaire by being a choir boy. And to
That's
be the
right.
leader of the free world, you can't be a choir boy either. You've got to put your foot down, stand hard in the sand, dare anybody to cross the line. And that's exactly what Trump's doing. And I think now Washington's understanding that the devil's going to be pushed out of the Beltway. And now we'll have a free America the way it was supposed to be.
Yes, get that satanic devil out of there. We hate that thing.
Right.
God.
I tell you, today I met a millennial, Colin, who works in Scottsdale at a bar. Outdoor day bar.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was there relaxing today. And he had a T-shirt on, the original Jaws movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And I said, you know, I saw that in the theater when it came out. He goes, I'm jealous. He goes, you lived in a great America.
Yes, we did.
Colin, how old are you? And he was in his 20s. And I said, you're right. I saw Star Wars in the movie theater. I saw Jaws in the movie theater. I saw Rocky in the movie theater. And that was when we were a shining city on a hill.
We lived in the golden age of America, and we're trying to get that back for all you young people out there, you millennials who call the show a lot. Paul,
right.
You're so right, man. I appreciate you. Hey, thanks so much for calling the show. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Sir.
All right.
Great call. That's Paul the Gladiator. Paul's right. The golden age of America. And I love to talk about an hour on that. As our show expands, we will definitely do that eventually. Let's get Matador on the line, calling from his East Valley bunker to close out the show. Matador, are you there tonight?
General Von Lars, I am here, the best 1 hour of the week. You got to get 3 hours, 5 nights a week, brother. We're starving out here.
I know. I've got 10,000 radio shows in my head, folks. If you're a big donor, call me at the station. We'll make it happen. Definitely.
Folks, I just want to tell you out there that Donald Trump is the man to lead the charge. But let's face it, this satanic insider Washington, they haven't even started to attack us yet. Like you said, if Trump survives 8 years, if they don't kill him, arrest him, do something horrendous to him, they're coming after us, folks. They're not about to seize their power. They can lie to you. Rubio now acting like he's big friends with Trump and Lindsey Graham today. That's because their buddy John McCain's got both feet in the grave. They haven't even started to trample on us. I'll tell you what, go down to the Arizona Golden Gun Store, pick you up a few guns. I'm not for revolution, but you never know what's going to... They will never give that power up.
I'm for revolution. If they do anything to Trump, we will be in the streets. By God, if they want to see the right wing come out, they're going to see it in spades.
Like your guest host said today, brother, 100 years of total corruption. You don't wipe out 100 years of corruption in 18 months. We're going to have to put our boots on their throat. This has just begun. We're in
crush
the first 5% of the faith. We have to stay vigilant, stay strong. Jeff Sessions must go tomorrow. Get him out. He is the liberals' dream. He has done nothing, not one charge against Hillary, nothing against Mueller, Comey. What does the guy do every day? He actually looks like John McCain, but half the size when I look at him every day.
Yeah.
He is the most corrupt person I've ever seen. They must have a dirt file on him that's longer than the state of Alabama and have threatened him with everything, that deep state. And Cohen, I'll leave on this note, I'm so glad. What a turncoat. The guy was a nobody lawyer that nobody liked in New York. Trump brought him into his own personal family, made him a multimillionaire. The guy had no other clients. Now he's turncoat on Trump. Even the prosecutor said he's a known liar and a felon.
God.
Nobody believes him. And now he's going to be the only fool that's not pardoned. I hope he gets 40 years in jail. We can write him letters every day and laugh at him. Why
he
Manafort
will.
And all the rest get pardoned in 2020.
Matador, thank you so much for calling the show. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, the patron saint of the Von Wien Show is Saint Michael the Archangel. But he thrust his sword deep into the flesh of the evil demonic one, so it may be killed to free our land of the satanic demon influence that has infected the soul of mankind. May Saint Michael's sword be swift and lethal. And I shall return next week. God bless you all, and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management.